reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. Verbum Domini. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, in truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites, as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Verbum Domini.
with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
The Gospel of the Lord.
In the Christian life, we never know how, where, and when we will hear the voice of God in particular ways. And not necessarily hearing an interior locution or the actual voice of God, but how God will speak to us through others, through the world. It was January 11th, 2006. I was 29 years old. I had just finished that morning my last radiation treatment for a cancer diagnosis that had been found out earlier that fall in 2005. By God's grace and mercy, it was a very minor cancer that was treated successfully and well, which I have great gratitude to God for. But on that day, January 11, 2006, 20 years ago today, I was in the midst of some significant and, dare I say, crucial discernment in my vocation to the priesthood. About a year earlier, or a little less, around the death of Pope St. John Paul II, I began to feel the call to become a priest. And as God spoke to me through those months that would unfold in the time ahead, it got more and more intense, where after that Christmas time, it came to a point where I wanted to know what the voice of God was saying to me. And at that time, 20 years ago, I was working as a layman out of my car with a job couriering documents in and out of New Jersey and New York City for big corporations. And I was one of the early subscribers to what was then at the time called Just Sirius. It wasn't Sirius XM. It was Sirius Satellite Radio. And EWTN had their feed going through Sirius Satellite Radio. The daily mass, all the programmings that you're used to and that you watch. And I remember I was in my car and I was asking the Lord to speak to me and tell me, what did you want me to do? Because the intensity of the discernment of knowing exactly what his will was as a young man of 29 who was trying to keep the faith and do God's will. And there was a homily given from this very pulpit on this very day, 20 years ago, by Father Anthony Mary, where he was talking about National Vocations Week, believe it or not. National Vocations Awareness Week used to be during the baptism of the Lord, right after the baptism of the Lord, to build awareness of how our baptism is connected with our vocation. As a 29-year-old who had been out of college at that point for 7 years, I'd been working in the world, and Father Anthony Mary read the commentary on the reading for that day, which was the call of Samuel. Father Anthony Mary said how some men don't hear the voice of God till the third or fourth call, the way Samuel did. Lord, if speak, Lord, if your servant is listening. And I remember at that moment, through the power of the satellite radio and the voice of God came through the speakers of my car, I kind of collapsed a little bit and the tears came down. And I realized, indeed, Lord, you did want me to follow you in a particular way. And then 2 weeks later, I would meet the Dominican Order. Now, it wasn't the Franciscan Order, I know. But I did make a phone call down to talk to the MFEAs to see maybe perhaps if God had called me down to here. But nonetheless, I was called to be a son of St. Dominic. So to be here today, 20 years to the day, from this very pulpit, through these very cameras, these very microphones, to hear that voice of God, we never know. But that is the distinction of the baptized. That is the distinction of becoming Christian. Because remember, we are not born Christians, we become Christians. We are adopted. And we hear today to end the Christmas season with the baptism of the Lord, with Jesus having that sonship being heard from the divine heavens. This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. The voice of the Father. So Jesus could go out then and do his public ministry, his vocation, if you will, even though destined before all time and eternity to save mankind from itself. The voice of God in each and every single one of our lives to be listened to, especially through that power of baptism that we have as Christians, sealed upon our very souls, always able to have that connection with the Father, God willing, through a state of grace, and knowing that his love wants to be poured into us, just like the water that was poured over our heads. And what fascinates me the most as I dwelt on this Sunday's gospel and thinking about the baptism of the Lord, it's something that's very minor to forget or not even look at, but Jesus was online. He was online with everybody else. People didn't know about his divinity. People didn't know about how he was destined to be the Messiah. They just thought he was some other guy online. So for all extents and purposes, he was a sinner going out to see John like everyone else. Okay, here's another guy online. But of course, God in his wisdom and in the revelation to mankind and the manifestation couldn't allow his son just to be any other person online. Thus, we have the supernatural event of the heavens opening and the Spirit coming down upon him like a dove, and everyone hearing, or whoever was allowed to hear, it was revealed to, again, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. That supernatural event that we have to this day that was recorded and brought to us through all the gospel writers. And you and I then want to hear that voice as well, because we're adopted. We're truly adopted by God. We have that Heavenly Father always there, no matter where our life is, no matter what our family situation is, no matter what our own personal situation is, in our vocation, whether we're still trying to figure out what our vocation is, whether we're in our vocation, or maybe even we feel like we missed our vocation. We had a marriage maybe that didn't work out, or something, or a sadness of thinking our lives would have gone different ways, we still have those adoption papers of faith, hope, and love in our very beings that we hold on to. And that gives us great hope as we've concluded now this Jubilee year of hope, and as we're about to conclude the Christmas season today and go back to our quote-unquote ordinary time. But for the baptized, time is never ordinary because it's all wrapped up into the mystical body of Christ and the forgiveness of sins. And the beauty of what we hear in the prophet Isaiah this morning can even be brought into our own lives, even though it foreshadows the Messiah. But I think for each of us, we can look at to us these words for our own, that God is saying to us as his adopted sons and daughters, here is my servant who I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, who upon whom I've put my spirit. I have called you for the victory of justice. I've grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people. And of course, yes, the covenant being Christ, but you and I who are grafted into that mystical body, we're part of that covenant. We're grasped by the hand of God always, and we're called to the victory of justice, which will be heaven and the forgiveness of sins. And to think about it too, as the dove came out upon the waters after Noah and the flood to prove that there was life and land and the earth was growing again, the dove and the Spirit comes down upon Christ as it came upon you and I at our baptism and our confirmations to show us that indeed, no matter how sinful we may be and how we drown in the waters of life, that indeed the dove will come into us, into our very beings through God's mercy, the great gift of mercy, that we can always have life anew again, no matter how high the waters may reach or how we let sin overflow in our lives, right, and feel like we're almost drowning. That will always be that lifeline of mercy, the great gift of our baptism, the voice of the Father always speaking within us, whether it's directly or through the instruments he chooses to use. That is the great gift of being a Christian, the great gift that we're called to live out each and every day. And you and I have that. And we are then commissioned by Christ in Matthew's gospel to go forward and to baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, knowing that indeed they can have that gift too as it was passed on to us through this thing called adoption, baptism. What a great gift. Merry Christmas.